Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Welcome to our Monday message. Financial ascendancy is when you are in a position of dominance, superiority, or have a controlling influence over your finances. In today's message, Bishop Dag will help you to better understand the master key to achieving financial ascendancy through the paying of your tithe. Bishop Dag will continue to teach you on the things that happen every time you tithe and will help you to realize the unique prosperity that is released by obeying this all-important command.
Father, thank you for today and the opportunity that we have in your presence. Guide us, we ask, by your mighty Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, it's time to take an offering and our tithes. So, our theme for today's offering is all the arrows, meetings, sayings, and plans of the wicked against my life shall not stand. Amen. Because the Lord is with me.
Amen.
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 All the what? Arrows, meetings, sayings, plans of the wicked against my life shall not stand, because the Lord is with me.
Amen.
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 Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces. And give ear, all ye of far countries. Gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Change the version. Help you. All right. Gird yourselves. All right. Now, the Bible is saying here, associate yourselves, because many people gather and have meetings and decisions are taken about you. Plans are taken about you. Are you there? Sayings are said. Words are spoken. All right? If you try the New Living Translation, it says, huddle together, you nations, and be terrified. Listen, you distant lands, prepare for battle, but you will be crushed. Crushed. Yes, prepare, but you will be crushed. Verse 10. Call your counsels of war, but they will be worthless. Develop your strategies, but they will not succeed. For God is with us.
Amen.
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 Where is God?
With us.
God is with us. Amen.
Amen.
So, I want you to know that one of the reasons why there is poverty and sometimes difficulty. You see, there are many platforms or bases. There are many bases on which poverty and financial difficulty arise. They don't just arise from one thing. They arise from many things. One of them is people's opinions of you. Because there can be a meeting, and at the meeting, a decision will be taken about you. Now, recently there was a judge died in America, and they have to bring another judge. And they didn't want President Trump to bring that person. Why? Because every judge, no matter how he is trained to be fair and to be true to principles, right, will have an opinion. And it will by all means affect his understanding. Like, for instance, if you say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, somebody may have a very strong feeling about the word first. The word first, not second. Another person may have a strong feeling about the word seek. Do you see? And then somebody may have another very strong feeling about the word kingdom. You get it? It's about kingdom. Somebody says it's about first. Somebody says it's about seek. And it's about another one says, and this thing shall be added. Somebody also has a strong feeling about it shall be added, not multiplied. So it depends on what, you know, it's all still the same words and principles, but it comes out differently. Do you see? Based on the slant of the person. So, a person's, like, one of the accusations that people have is, hey, you like this person, pa? Oh, this person is your favorite. The reason is to say that all your decisions and your thinking in relation to that person is skewed and is already biased. Biased, biased. You are already biased. Are you with me? Yes. I hear it's biased, not biased. All right? Pronunciation even has twisted. Yes. Whenever somebody tells you, hey, you really like this person, you must know that it's an accusation. That you are not balanced. Wow. They are telling you that you are not balanced. Straight away, you are not balanced. You really like this person. They are telling you straight away that you are not balanced. Your views are not fair. You are skewed to one direction. It's not a good thing for somebody to. And anybody who starts seeing those things when the person is near you is seeing you in the wrong way. Because he's starting to see things he shouldn't see. Hey, you really like chicken. So you really like meat. So you really like... Why do you, for 3 minutes you are there eating, you've come up with that you are a pork man. You've not even had 20 dinners before you come up with that. You really like pork or you like chicken. It means the person is quick to see evil, to see compartments, to see groupings. You know, if you are a visitor to Ghana, you will only see Ghana as Ghana. But if you meet somebody who helps to train your eyes in a certain way, you start to see Ghana is made of this, made of that, made of this group, made of that group. Which, of course, we will see in the election that is coming up shortly. Yes. And every country is like that. And everything is like that. Depends on how people see things. Now, Going higher in life often depends on the person who is already high. Do you see? When you are climbing a cliff, a mountain, so that people, somebody goes up, then he throws a rope and helps you to come. You get it? So in life, I'm talking about one of the platforms of prosperity is people's decisions and meetings that are taken about you. You wouldn't be here in the studio if a decision has not been taken to allow you to be here, because very few people are here. Somebody has to have a slant. Yes, a meeting to decide who can come, because there are very few people here. Are you listening?
Yes.
And a lot of people would like to come. Yes. So, what was I saying? Meetings is a basis for your prosperity. People's decisions. Because even in the army, you use exams to pass from a, first of all, to become an officer, a lieutenant. You must first of all be a graduate from the university. If you are not a graduate, you can't be a lieutenant. If you are not a graduate from the university, you start from private, which has no stripe. That's one stripe. No stripe. Then one stripe, lance corporal. Two stripes, corporal. Three stripes, sergeant. And then three stripes with a dot on top is a staff sergeant. And then the highest you can go in that realm is a warrant officer. W.O. So they say W.O. this. That is a person who was not a graduate who joined and rose up, lance corporal, staff sergeant, up to warrant officer. That's your highest. Now, when you are a graduate from the university and you do the exams, you start from lieutenant, then do another exam, captain, another exam, major. Uh-huh. And then from there, do you see, there's decisions. I don't know about the next one, but I know up to major because we had a major with us. But from there onwards, I know it's they come into power and they should you become a general. Wow. Lieutenant general, brigadier general, major general, and field marshal. It's by decision. Okay. When Adolf Hitler was leading the campaign against Russia and took his armies, a couple of million men, down to Stalingrad, right? Stalingrad was one of the major cities on the river Volga, down in the southern part of Russia. And that was the big, there are a lot of films about it. You can watch if you are interested. Stalingrad, where they fought. Now, they surrounded the whole German army, all right, and killed most of them. Now, Hitler did not want his army to surrender. So the general who was in, I'm talking about promotion, prosperity, who was holed up inside the city in a factory or a shop, they had made that their office, their military headquarters for the Germans. They were surrounded by the Russians who had killed everybody, was left with that inner group. Hitler sent a message to the general that I have promoted you in the shop, yes, in the factory or the shop where they were underground there. He sent a message that I have promoted you to field marshal today. Yes. Yes. And then they also sent another message that no field marshal has ever surrendered before in the history of Germany. Do you understand what I'm saying? which means that he must kill himself. Yes, he was expected to kill himself. They all expected to kill themselves, but not to surrender. Yes. And he said, I am a Christian and I cannot do that. I don't see why I should die a foolish death. It was such a foolish war. Yes. And he surrendered against the wishes of Hitler. Yes. He was promoted field marshal. Right there as they were about to die. He said, you are promoted now. Because a promotion comes by decisions of a mind somewhere. So when he surrendered, he was taken captive by the Russians and he was taken to Moscow, and he started a campaign against Hitler that he was crazy and he was leading them into a crazy war, which was true. He led all of them to die. And few Germans came out alive. Yes. So I'm just at the point of explaining to you all arrows, meetings, karama satura balaba, sayings, plans, and decisions. I'm adding decisions of the wicked against my life shall not stand, because the Lord is with me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe that?
Yes.
This is a prophetic word. And you must believe in the prophecies. And you must also believe and understand that there are many, many things from a certain level going higher, especially to the highest level, is by decisions. Now, even marriage. If you are a lady, a young sister, and you desire to be married, think about it. There's no exam you can pass. Show me the exam you can pass that can give you a husband. No, show me the exam immediately after church. You won't say during the service, right? You tell me after church. Send me an email. Me, I don't use email, but you can send an email. There is no exam you can do to get a husband. True. And you see, it's like there's the ultimate levels of things. There is no exam or saying or word or decision or plan that you can. There's no exam you can do. But by a meeting, somebody can have a meeting and say, this person. I've been at many meetings like that where decisions were taken about marriage. This sister, this brother, plans, arrows, meetings. Arrows are things that are targeted at you. Sometimes you are sitting in your house, you don't know that a brother has taken a decision to target you, to marry you. Which is a good target. I mean, if it's going to end up. So, every meeting, every saying, every plan, every decision from today will be in your favor.
Amen.
Amen. And many times, the offering that you give can cause a meeting to turn around in your favor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And those decisions determine your fate. People take decisions all the time and determines the fate of many people. During the Second World War, ships of Jews were coming to the Holy Land, and the British government took a decision at a point, will not allow you here. They were going full of Jews to different places, will not allow you here. They took us, not Jew here, we don't want any Jew. And decisions were taken to welcome Jews in America. And that's why Einstein, you know, got on a ship and went to America. Think about it. And many of the wealth-generating Jews got on ships. And in fact, at a point, the Jews that escaped, some of them, they paid their way to go, get onto trains that were being allowed to take Jews away. And decisions were being, one country, either Yugoslavia or one of those countries, they decided to give one train full of Jews to allow them to escape. The rest were going to their concentration camp. And people paid, I think it was Czechoslovakia, they paid to join that train. And that was it. My mother had a friend who was put on a train, a Jew. She was put on a train as a child. Her parents put her, they managed to get it, to secure their child. And she's alive even up till today. Yes. That is how she even came to be in Ghana. Yes. She was put on a train by her parents. She never saw her parents again. Yes. So decisions were taken that one train would be allowed. And they allowed them out. And that was all. The rest to the camp. Yes. So all meetings will now turn in your favor by today's offering in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to believe. Oh, I want you to have faith. Yeah, I want you to have faith that meetings, decisions, plans, arrows of the wicked against your life will not stand. And meetings, arrows, sayings, decisions that are good for you will stand.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, you may go, some people may have a meeting and your name will be mentioned. And then the person will not say anything because if the person is experienced, if you are experienced, you watch people's faces. Don't speak to people by looking over their heads. Look into their face. And you look at the face and the person will say, And then it means no. And you know it's not going to go. It's not going to work. Because by experience, you say, Oh, I see. And then nothing else is said. And it's not going to work. So listen, may there be good decisions, meetings, good meetings that end up something good about you. Good plans, good sayings, good targets. You'll be targeted for something good. An arrow of hope, an arrow of deliverance, an arrow carrying good news will be directed towards you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now you can see from what I'm saying that many meetings change your life. Like you are somewhere, then the meetings are taking place. Yes. And your life is changing. So meetings and decisions and plans of people are a big platform on which people rise or fall. And it is my prayer for you that as we sow this seed, we are sowing a seed into every group that is meeting, every table where they are sitting, to plant something that affects you. It will turn out for your favor in the name of Jesus. Every sitting room and every lounge where some people are having a drink and they are mentioning you, it will be in your favor in the name of Jesus. Have you heard of Patrice Lumumba? He was the first president of Democratic Republic of Congo. One day I was watching, and I know his name because there's a street in Accra that's named after him, Patrice Lumumba Street. Now, when he was made the president, the CIA director, white man CIA, he spoke. I watched him speaking. He said, at a meeting, it was decided that it would be preferable. When they start using a lot of words, it would be preferable
if there was an alternative to this Patrice Lumumba, and that all things that can be facilitate a change of power, a regime, should be implemented and deployed, and that it will be preferable, and it will be a preferable alternative to have somebody else than him. And they actually chose Mobutu, who was a journalist. So you see a film, then they draw a circle around his face and say that this journalist was chosen. They said they prefer him. They are not in Congo. They are sitting somewhere deciding. And what they did to Patrice Lumumba is one of the most pitiful. If you ever watch a film, you feel for him. You feel like crying for him. Treacherous people. Una rata proper. And when he was being captured, he said, this man, I saw him in Paris. I made him, my assistant to be in charge of the army. I'm so surprised at what he's doing. Because they arrested him in his house first. And then gradually, they move him here. Then he disappeared. And apparently, they took him to Lumumbashi and took him to a forest and burnt him in the forest. Yes. Because some people took a decision that it would be preferable if there was an alternative outcome, and if the regime that we see is not suitable for the development, and a lot of words, monetization of the economy of DRC and so on. Every decision that is being made against you, Father, thank you. By our offerings that we present today, we declare that it is also an arrow that goes into the spirit realm to reverse negativity and negative sayings and meetings and decisions and ideas. Karama sopa, where others are replacing me, and Lord, where preferences are changing in a negative way concerning my life. Father, I pray and I thank you that everyone here who needs a superior to take a good decision, that good decision will come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Savior. Thank you, Lord. And everyone said, amen. Isaiah 8, verse 9. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and you shall be broken in pieces. So every association that is working against you shall not work. Amen. Take counsel and it shall come to naught. Speak the word and it shall not stand. For God is with us. You shall be extracted from the wicked jaws of the enemy. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to take out your special offering today. And this offering is about meetings. It's meetings and decisions offering. Yes. It's a very important offering. Take it out. Take your tithe as well. You know, during flow, we do everything in one. Because maybe your internet will get finished the time something you say you are going to cook beans. Once we are having church, you are going to boil your beans. All right? This is not the time to boil beans. Because today is a very important day. And you need... There's not going to be a revival at 7 tonight. So you need to really concentrate on this service. All right? We have Mountain of the Lord from Tuesday. Yes. So, this is the main service for today. There's no other float later when we can. No, no. This is everything. All right? This is it. So, take your offering and have faith. I don't mean have principles, have faith. And believe God. I believe God. Every group that is meeting against me, karamo satabalaba, is scattered in Jesus' name. Amen. And every decision taken against me, makosaba, the angel of the Lord will put his pen on the table and say, no. No way. It's not working. Amen.
So take your tithes, your offerings, everything. God is doing a great work in your life. Tithes, offerings, money, give generously. I'm teaching you to be rich. You are going to be rich. I want you to have faith in giving and have faith in money coming into your life. Now, I know I'm doing it. The First Love Church is going to be richer than our parents.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, when we were getting married, we couldn't buy fridges. So, like a fridge was like, but today a lot of people have fridges. So you are going to do better.
Amen.
I'm going to do better. And I know many of the First Love children are going to see financial ascendancy. In Jesus' name. You'll not just be saying, I've built a house. There'll be more to you than you have built a house. There'll be more. There'll be more to you. Ka masota ramandala baba. Ola sakatabala baramalala. Take your offering and bless, believe God. Whatever situation you are in, wherever you are, whatever monies you have, plan that this is the offering that you don't plan. The women not giving second offering or evening revival. Everything is now. This is it, and we are moving. And God is blessing you. Every council that is meeting about you, Kana Mosata, it will turn to your favor. Every group, any board meeting, any casual meeting, they are in a hotel, they are talking. Your name has come up. It will come up in a good way. Karamasata. And every negativity directed towards you through dislikes and, disfavor, a pen will be put on that paper and it will be canceling that disfavor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope you are enjoying the offering times because they are also special times, spiritual times, where God is blessing mightily and taking us to higher levels. And today we are going to be talking about financial ascendancy during the short preaching time. So I need you to join for that part because some of you, first of all, the word ascendancy, you've not heard it before. That's the main thing. Then after that, before we go into other things, amen.
Amen.
Is it fantastic? Is it powerful? Yeah. Father, bless every giver. Bless everyone who is sowing a seed with the blessing that meetings will come with a good outcome. Plans and sayings will be in our favor. There will be good comments about us that are helpful. Thank you. The enemies of the Lord shall not prevail in their meetings. They are scattered. Thank you for your power. They that are incensed against us shall not prosper. No, they shall not go far because your blessing is upon us. We are grateful for every seed that is sown today. It is a great blessing. Thank you. And I thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, during the offering, we're going to receive a song from our Greater Love Gospel Choir in Kenya. All right? And this is going to be a great blessing to you. So let us welcome anyone who has never been to Kenya. You've missed something important in your life. Kenya is the home of the wildlife that God made for us all to see and enjoy. You've not seen a lion before, only pictures of lions. You are going to see the real thing. Amen. Some of you have never even been to a zoo before. It's very serious. All right. A zoo is not the same as a wildlife safari tour. during your honeymoon, they will come and wake you up at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. to go, because the animals, you see them in the night. So you and your beloved wife, all right, or your beloved husband will be woken up, and then you go out in the dark, and she will hold on to you for safety. And then you feel like a real man. Is it not powerful? Don't you want that to happen? What a blessing. She'll hold on to you for safety. Yes. When she feels that she's in danger, she'll hold on to you and you'll say, honey, don't worry, I'm here. I'm where? Here. I'm here. You have her held. Beautiful. All these prophecies shall surely come to pass practically in your life. Would you like to go out in the dark in a safari car with your beloved wife holding on to you for safety? Brothers, wouldn't you like that? And sisters, wouldn't you like to hold tight when you see a lion just outside the car and you say, Lord, save me. hold on tight. All right. Somebody was flying on a plane and the seatbelt wasn't working. And so they called the air hostess. And the air hostess laughed. He said, what are you saying, seatbelt? Hold on tight. Hold on tight and let's move. There's nothing like seatbelt here. Just hold on tight and let's move. What an amazing thing. I don't want to tell you which country it was. But it's a certain country whose name begins with N. Somebody is shouting Nicaragua, but it's not in South America. Hold on tight. All right. So, you are going to be blessed. Amen. Amen. Expect an arrow of good news to fly in your direction this week. In Jesus' name. Father, I release arrows of good news to fly targeting us this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Now, we are going to welcome our choir from Guerrilla Love Choir from Kenya. And all who have never been to Kenya, your mouth will start watering and preparing at least for your honeymoon or your 2 years anniversary of marriage. Because the second anniversary is a key anniversary. Karaba Satalaba. And you'll be having honeymoon on and on, on and on, on and on, on and on, and on, and on. In Jesus' name.
Let me tell you, friends, a honeymoon is something special. It feels like you're gliding on a pink cloud with roses everywhere. Yeah. Everything is so very special. Even the food tastes kind of different. Everyone treats you so specially. When you say you just got married, oh, there is nothing like a honeymoon. Whoa, whoa, ooh. I want the honeymoon. door. Oh God, I want things to be nice forever. Oh Jesus, please help me. I'm praying for the help of the Holy Spirit. When we got to the bedroom, the bed was covered with red rose petals. The atmosphere was charged with love and excitement. I didn't know what to do, but I remembered all the love songs from church. I turned to my beloved and I said, it's time for me to show you some real good loving. I reached out for my beloved, it was amazing. Honeymoon, oh, I want the honeymoon to go on. I want the honeymoon to go on and on, on and on, on and on, and on, and on. Oh God, I want things to be nice forever. Oh Jesus, please help me. I'm praying for the help of the Holy Spirit. As we continue on the honeymoon, I kept thinking that I was dreaming. Now my beloved was my possession, yeah. And I was his possession too. It felt strange that we were together. Now I had such amazing love. I had had the longest kiss of my life. Sorry, I can't tell you anymore. To come to an end. No, we had no arguments at all. I said yes to everything and sorry too. I will wish we had spent some more money to make the honeymoon last a little longer. Don't forget to have a good honeymoon. When it is your turn for love, help me. I'm praying for the help of the Holy Spirit. Whoa, I want the honeymoon to go on and on and on. I want the honeymoon to go on and on, on and on, on and on, and on and on.
Are you excited to be in the house of God? Oh, I can't hear you. Are you excited? Did you hear that prophetic song? Your honeymoon is going on and on and on and on. And I hear because this year was a lockdown, it doesn't count for anniversary. So you can skip this year. And your second anniversary can skip over. I heard it. And it's your portion in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, I'm waiting to meet you on your honeymoon. We'll run into each other. No, Paula, don't tell your neighbor. Just say amen. Amen. It's time for the word of God. What a beautiful church we have. What a wonderful church we go to. We are so blessed. How many of you are grateful to God for the church you attend? Amen. And even though we are not together in person, we are together in spirit all these months. It feels like, how many of you feel deeper in God? Feel more spiritual? I feel closer to God than when we first began. Amen. And I believe it's the teachings, the word of God. Last week, Prophet said something very powerful. He said, God appeared to Samuel through the word of God. And I believe that the Lord has been appearing to us Sunday after Sunday, Tuesday, Friday. And I believe it's changing our lives and transform. The difference between you and your colleagues is what you listen to and what you have heard. And I believe as we receive financial, how many of you can see an area of your life which needs a certain ascendancy? How many of you have seen a bill which when you looked at the bill, you realized that, you know, I need some ascendancy? How many of you? And I believe Prophet said something very powerful last week. He said, and we believe God for a lot of other things, but one of the anointings and the gifts and the powers that's working in this ministry is financial ascendancy. Amen. You will not hear that woman talking to you when you try to make a phone call ever again in Jesus' name. And I believe that as we serve God and as we put God first, God is adding all things to us. Do you believe it? So as we get ready to hear what God has to say to us today, let's sing our song of faith, which says, nothing is impossible. And I want you to think about that impossible situation in your life and in your circumstance and declare over it, nothing is impossible. When you put your trust in God, look at that difficult situation and say to it, nothing is impossible when you are trusting in His word. Hearken to the voice
of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, oh everything, yes everything is possible with God.
All over the world, everything. every viewing center, lift your hand and sing. Nothing is impossible
when you put your trust in God.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His word.
Hearken to the voice.
Voice of God.
Is there anything too hard?
Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, yes, everything is possible.
Put your hands together, give the Lord a shout of praise, and let's welcome our pastor, Bishop Dag Heward Mills, to preach the word of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for what you have done. Bless us, guide us, help us to receive and to be changed into another man by the word which is full of oil. Thank you for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8, it says, "The Lord sent a word into Jacob." So a word is about to be sent into you. And it has lighted upon Israel. The word lighted is another word for it is attacked. It has attacked Israel. Another word is overwhelmed Israel. Another word is it has made him fall. Yes. So the word is a heavy thing. And today, the Lord is sending a word into you. And that word is going to overwhelm you. And it's going to attack you. How many would like the word of God to attack you? That's a good attack. Yes. There are some good attacks that you need to have. A lot of husbands would love their wives to attack them in a good way. Now, financial ascendancy, dominion and control of money. I believe that it is being given to you now. The God we are dealing with is not a God who is poor in any way. When you grow, when the Bible says you being evil, know how to give good gifts. Giving somebody money is not necessarily going to help the person. Are you with me? Giving somebody money is not necessarily going to help the person. Being able to receive money and able to have money is the first step to having money. Yes, it's being able to handle it. Like if I'm about to give you a snake, you should know how to handle the snake before I give it to you. Or you should prepare your cage, everything, before I give it to you. So it's very important that you prepare to handle the kind of wealth that God wants to give you, the kind of control over money. Now, if you control 10 cities, your control is small. If your ascendancy has reached 100 cities, your control is more. And your ascendancy has reached 1,000. Last week, I was giving you some barriers to give $1,000. You have never given $1,000 before. Like you have the control over, I say, 1,000, I give you. You have control over, you can give 100. There will be no crisis in your life. You watch and see, to give $100 and there's a crisis. That day has changed in Jesus' name. $10,000. Or if you like, I can go to $5,000. I'm giving you targets. And all young people, I want you to listen. Some of the older ones, they don't believe all these things. But when you are younger, you have more faith. But that's why we tell Christmas stories, bedtime stories to children. They believe more things. So believe what I'm saying. You will see. It's going to change your life. Now, during the offering, I gave you one of the platforms from which you launch into financial ascendancy. And one of those is the favor you have towards people that are having meetings, taking decisions, plans, arrows, all these things. And very important. Now, in this service, one of the main things is tithing. There's no giving. There's nothing like tithing in the Bible. There's nothing. There's nowhere in Malachi 3, verse 8, 9, 10, and so on, he says, bring tithing. There's no form of giving which has so many things associated with it. All right? It's talking about robbing people, robbing God, talking about curses, talking about opening windows of heaven, talking about rebuking devourers. There's no type of giving that is in that category.
Yeah.
I hope you understand what I'm saying. Yes. And you must see tithing as a very special and important key to any kind of financial ascendancy. At the lowest level and the highest level, you must believe in tithing. There are people who don't practice tithing at all. They say they don't believe in it. It's Old Testament, whatever. Just turn off your television. Okay? There's no problem. You are entitled to believe what you believe. Don't read anything from Isaiah anymore. It's also Old Testament. Don't say, don't quote every weapon formed against me shall prosper. Please, it's Old Testament things. And I don't want you to mention it. And by his stripes we are healed and all. Please, don't forget. Don't ever mention those words. Lord is my shepherd is very Old Testament. It's about 4,000 years old. Spirit of the Lord is upon me is Isaiah, please. You wouldn't want to go into prophets since you are not into such things, please. So stay out of that. You see, when we are hypocritical, we are caught very quickly. Yes. Now, bring ye all the tithes that there may be meat in my house. And test me. Again, there is nothing like that. So tithing is the most unique form of giving. And nothing matches it, equals it, nothing compares with it in any form or fashion. So you must respect the concept of tithing because it is a master key to your prosperity and your tithe to God. Bring it to my house, not to the house of NPP or the house of NDC. Joe Biden in America, they say he has broken the records of fundraising. And Obama also broke the records. And they've raised more millions. People give millions to bring them into power. And in Ghana, it is the same. It is millions. People throw millions at the politics.
Yeah.
Yes. So, that there may be meat in my house. Because God's house is also very much at work. At least we are at work. We have many things that we are doing. We have never done more things than we are doing now in the pandemic season. Yes. Last week, our trucks were put on a ship going to Europe. Yeah. You see the trucks. These are the trucks at the harbor. Healing Jesus campaign, trucks, all of them loading. Or they are going to the convoy. We have to weld, because they are going to so many harbors on the way, we have to weld the containers that contain all the equipment, and each truck. Do you want me to mention how many thousands euro it is to ship one car, just a small car? How much more trucks, and all this going, you know? And this is inside the ship. You can see. All right. That's all you have. Yeah, beautiful. Many. And that's the ship that is on. Yeah, and it's going to Europe before it will come back to Africa. Because there's no ship from here to here. Look at the path that is going. Yeah. So we have to pay. Because the border to Nigeria is closed. You cannot drive. The security situation is closed. You cannot drive to go to Central Africa. You cannot drive from here there. So thousands of euros. The ship is now going to Antwerp and is coming back. Are you with me? Yeah. So the house of God also has a lot of things that we are doing. You may not know what is going on, but there are many things going on. So many, So many churches are being built. So many things are being done. Children, orphans, this school. That's a ship, our trucks being loaded at the Tema Harbor, which has been expanded by the government. You can see our Healing Jesus campaign trucks. Bring tithe into my storehouse. This is what it is. All those are new trucks that were bought. As you can see, they are welding it. You have to weld. Apart from locking, you have to weld it. Then we are praying that when we get to the port that we are going to, I will not tell you which port it is, but when we get to the final port, when we open, our things will still be there. Yes. So that's it. You have to, the ship is very, very huge. It's like several floors high. And our guys, that's a generator sitting on the back of the truck. Is that not so? Yeah, that's a generator, the black thing you saw. So that's our team are loading. You have to bring the trucks for some days to the harbor before they go through so many things. And exporting all the equipment. See, they say you are exporting this, you are exporting sound system, you are exporting this, exporting. And we have to explain we are not exporting. And then when they go to that place, say we are importing. Say we are not importing. We are coming to do something and then we will go. You know? So this is inside the ship. Yeah. That's inside the ship now. They are now inside. Beautiful. Bring ye all the tithes. These are what we are using tithes for. Yes. So you can see Healing Jesus campaign. These are new trucks. Because you know our old trucks broke down. So I did some fundraising. A lot of people gave. And so those who have not seen the truck, that is it. I sent you pictures. I hope they showed you. But that is it. Beautiful. All right? Beautiful. Amen. So bring you the tithe into the storehouse and my house can be called, can be used, my house can have meat to do the work that we have to do. So I'm saying that people are doing campaigns, political campaigns, and they throw millions of dollars, big time, because they hope to reap from it. But if you give millions, after the person comes into power, he makes a call, sir, hi, it's Jack. Oh, Jack! you want to see me? Yes, please. Then they bypass all the appointees, and then they come there, and then that's it. Jack says that he needs oil contract, he needs gold contract, he needs bauxite contract, he needs this, he needs this, he needs that. It's equal to what? Textbook contract, it's chalk contract, contract to buy ice. They even give contract for ice. Ice trailing, although there's no ice in Africa, you see they make contract for ice trailer in those days, early days. Wow. Yeah, one of the African countries gave a contract for ice skating or something. Well, ice what? Plows. Which country was that? One of the countries. But not Ghana. But one of the countries. That's how come we don't have money. That's how we don't have money. Yeah. Ice plows. It's beautiful. So, 10 things that happen every time you tithe in my book on tithing. Okay? It's one of the heavily loaded books. Non-tithing Christians become poor and how tithing Christians can become rich. Now, when you tithe, you honor God. Yes. And honor, you know, you must be careful with people, especially when it comes to respect. Respect. You know, when you trifle with respect, you can touch a very wrong nerve. There are some people that are very sensitive. You don't do that. What you did doesn't show respect. You know? And there are some people that are, you know, by whatever, they, when you touch that part, they don't mind a lot of things. But if you don't show the respect that you should show, you know? And also depends on the culture. If you marry a man who is very much into respect based on his whatever, if you do certain things, if you raise your voice, you can't raise your voice. Some of you, the way you raise your voice won't work. You can't speak in a way. You can't even wave in your hand in a way. It doesn't work. As soon as you do that, you've gone off course. And you'll be surprised. You know, there are different types of people. There was this man who had been caught. There was some problem. They were arrested for something. And they said they were going to flog them. And the man said that, don't kill me. Because to whip me in the square, the public square, I can't take it. And I begged them to just kill him, execute him, because he cannot take the flogging. They said, no, that punishment for this one is the whipping. So they lashed him. And after that, he targeted the man who lashed him. Yes. Yes. He said, I told you to kill me. I prefer than to be beaten. So, the man got wind of it that he was going to attack him. So, he decided to go to another town about 400 kilometers. He moved there. The man who was beaten, he walked. Yes, he walked to that town. I told you, I said, I don't like that. He walked to the man's town. You've not heard me telling this story before. You've not heard this story before. And when the man got there, he was in the town when he heard the news that this man has come, that he had walked. So this man walked to another town about 800 kilometers away. The governor. He moved. The man walked patiently. He walked to the next town. And he was there. This man was shocked to hear that that man had come to that. He has been seen in the town. And he moved to a third town. The man said, no problem. And he walked to that other town also. And he eventually went to the man's house and killed the governor. I said, I don't like what you are doing. I don't like that. Just kill me. So I am saying that you should be careful with different things. There are some things that disturb people. And one of the things God doesn't like is respect that you give to somebody else. And that's why I said that those that honor me, I will honor them. And those that despise me, I will lightly esteem. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 30. All right? They that honor me, I will honor. If you show me honor, I will also honor you. If you despise me and you mock me, I will also lightly esteem you. It's something that God has said. It is my respect. And there are things you have to be careful about. When you cross a certain line, you have gone out into disrespect. So let's take note of that. Number two, because we need to go fast today. It's just a short Bible lesson. Every time you tithe, you remember God. You do what? You remember God. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, it says, Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. You know, because when you finally get rewarded for all your hard work, the first things on your mind are the things around. Do you see? Yes. When our president came into power, he thanked people publicly. He even thanked pastors. Obviously, there must be pastors whom he was seeing in help, I mean, either supporting or praying for him or something. He thanked everybody. When President Obama became a president, he also thanked all the different people, do you see, that have contributed. Even the dog in his house was thanked. But God was left out. Yes, God was left out. Why? Because, you see, when you work hard, you will not see God. Like, you don't see God. Like, I don't even see God here. I see you who are sitting in front here. And I see, I know that some people are watching me. But God, you don't see him. So he can easily be overlooked and easily be forgotten. So when you come by millions, or you come by prosperity, or you start to see a certain level of financial ascendancy, you can easily forget about God. And so that is why in our church, okay, you must say and learn the practice. I remember when you are giving your speech, I remember when I first did this. I remember you did this. I remember, you must remember. Because I noticed that pattern when we are having meetings. You see, in the First Love Church, people did not just send offerings. They came in groups during Honor Your Prophet. And they came and some of them made speeches. The children, I'm talking about my children who I'm training. And said, I remember you called me and you said this. I remember when you preached about this. I remember, and I remember, and I remember. It's a very good thing. Because it's very dangerous to not remember things. And as you get bigger, you forget. That's why the other day I said to my bishops, I said that, you are all my children. I appointed you. I consecrated you. But I said, I shouldn't say that. Because they should say that. They should say that. I shouldn't tell them. When I start telling you, it's like telling your wife that I'm your head. That already the marriage is not working. When you start saying I'm the head of the house, it means you are talking of something you've lost already. Yes? Something that's been overlooked. Yeah. Now, it says, and lest when thou hast eaten and art full, you see, that's the whole problem. When you have eaten and art full, and has built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then what happens? Your heart is lifted up and thou forget. So people forget when they become proud. Read it for yourself. Then thy heart be lifted up. It's when your heart is lifted up, you forget things. Yes. Forgetting is a sign of pride. You wouldn't be where you are if it wasn't for somebody. When I see my mother, and I look at my mother is over 80 years old. Sometimes tears come to my eyes because I remember what she has done for me and her kindness. Even a song we wrote recently, Let Me Stand Before You, I remember my mother understood everything I was doing. I don't know how. I don't know how she understood it. I remember. Yes. So when your heart is lifted up, that's why you don't remember things. That's why you don't remember important things that you should remember. That you wouldn't be where you are. It's pride. When you see people walking around, it's like, oh yeah, I'm also this. God called me and God sent me and God this and God that. It's true. But it is when you are lifted up in your heart, that's when you forget little things. During the honor your prophet, one young man came and he said, you put your hand around me and you said, you are going to be a great person. He said he remembers that for all his life. But when you have eaten and you are full, do you see? And you are great. You don't remember. Don't remember the arm, the hand, the times, the places. We sat, we talked. Don't remember anything. You don't have sweet memories. It's all a manifestation of pride. You want to know what is pride? Pride is manifested in your forgetting things. It shows that you are proud. That's why you forgot it. That's why it's not conscious on your head. I'm reading from the Bible. Thine heart be lifted up and thou forget. Oh, yes. If you sing a song, you should remember. I wrote the song that people are enjoying as you sing it. I wrote it for you to be famous. Oh, yes. And I made the song and produced it. And if I don't select you, you will never sing it. Forever. Yes. There is nothing about us that we should ever forget. The times that I have mentioned, for instance, Archbishop Duncan Williams, is a sign of humility. That's why people don't mention people's names. They don't want you to mention any name. Yeah, don't want to remember it. We don't want to remember that part. We want to remember that we are making it, but we don't want to remember that part. So remembering is a very important thing. And I can see, and the reason I wrote this book, Those Who Forget, was because I remember at that time, I saw that people, almost every rebellious person, which are orangus and unaratas, are internally disloyal people. They are internal, they are going nowhere, but they are disloyal. They are either treacherous or deceptive or liars or traitors. Unarata, because rats are in the house. They are not out. Orangus are out. All of them have forgotten something important. That's why they are the way they are. I saw it. And that's why I wrote it. Because he was telling them that you are going to change into a horrible nation if you forget. And the forgetting will come when your heart is lifted up like that. You are big. That's why you can be in this church and say certain things because you've forgotten. And that's why occasionally the Holy Spirit leads me to say, flex your muscles. Exert authority. Make changes. Make moves. Many times God has told me, move. So that people will also understand the chair you are sitting on, where is it coming from? So that you know. Yes. Make a change. Make moves. And people will see where the seat you are sitting on, where does it come from? And the
opportunity you have. When I'm praying every day, we're going to preach. You hear those words. Lord, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you. That's the only thing I see. Every day when I wake up, I see the clouds. It means I'm not dead. It means I'm not dead. When I see outside the cloud, sky, it means I'm not dead. Thank you for the opportunity. Lest thy heart be lifted up and thou forget. Which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt. Yes. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, again, these are not vocalized. They are not verbalized, but it is in your heart. They are internal sayings. It's like the woman with the issue of blood. She said within herself, if I may touch the hem of his garment. There are always things we are saying within ourselves, but you have to become conscious of the things you are saying to yourself. Thou say in thine heart, my power. You see, you've not said it. You say, I'm hardworking. I am beautiful. That is why I am here. I deserve to be here. But you've not said it openly. Because you can't say it because it's unacceptable. You say it indirectly, vaguely, and ambiguously. But you are saying it. My power, my hard work, my whatever has gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember. If you have your book, tithing, I'm in chapter 20. It's a read along. It's a read along. Chapter 20, verse number 2, point number 2. It's 10 points. Am I not reading? Yes. But thou shalt remember the Lord. Thou shalt remember. Thou shalt remember. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. It is he that giveth thee power. So, those who've discovered planets, many of them are searching for God. They cannot find God anywhere. Many have forgotten that God exists. They used to believe in God. Europe used to believe in God. There are thousands of cathedrals in France. They are not believing God. They say that everything they used to believe in, they found a scientific explanation for. So anything we believe will one day find a scientific explanation for it. So therefore, there is no God. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. God is not unrighteous to forget. Amen. Your work and labor of love. So forgetting your work, forgetting somebody's work and forgetting things is a form of unrighteousness. That's why the Bible says God is not unrighteous to forget. So when you forget things that you are supposed to remember, you are practicing a form of unrighteousness. Are you with me? Yes. So God himself doesn't forget what you've done. God himself. That's why all court cases, they take into account, you've never done this before, you've never done this before, you've done this, you've done this, you've never done this. First offender, this is the first time, this is the second time, this is the first time you've done ever done this. All court cases take into account a lot of other things. That's what makes up justice. That's why a judge is not just simply, have you done this before? Or have you done this? Okay, go to prison. It's not like that. They are just about to execute a woman in America, and they said they've not executed a woman for 67 years. But they're going to execute her. Because there are so many things that go on before they take those decisions. And this particular woman, I think she killed somebody who was pregnant and removed the child and went to show the child that it was her child. And a lot of something, so
They are going to execute her. 67 years, they've not done it. Because God, justice sort of looks at many things before the final decision is taken. Are you with me? Yeah. I think she cut out the child. Yes. Of the woman. So, back to my scripture. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get well. Now, until you start believing that God is the author and the one who gives power to get well, you will never experience it. Yes. And I can't say that I've always believed that. I will say that in recent years, I have come more to believe that God gives wealth. Even though I've always officially believed it. Like, as a fact, I've known. Having principles and facts is different from something you believe. I can't say that I've always believed it. Yes. Like the way I believe it now. And I'm sure there's a higher way to believe it. But I would say that, I mean, by being a Christian and working with God over some years, I feel that if God gives you power to get wealth, you will become wealthy. And you will not even be able to explain your wealth. And if he doesn't, you will not. You just never will be. That's what I think. I think when Jesus stood by the Sea of Galilee, and he said, cast your net. He was showing that he was the Son of God and that he commanded wealth and provision. When he sent his disciples and said, don't take any purse, don't take any money. I'm in control of everything, every circumstance. He was demonstrating the power to get provisions and wealth for everything. So you must begin to believe in the power to get wealth. And I believe that there is a power to get wealth in this mission. Hallelujah. And when Lot followed Abraham, everything that Abraham was called to enjoy or to see, some fell on Lot. So everything that is part of this mission is falling on you in Jesus' name. So make sure you honor God with your tithe. And number two, you remember God. Remember God always. And your tithe, when you take that 10% out, it shows that you remember God. Yeah. One day I met a brother and I asked him whether he's paying tithe. He said, do you know what I earn? Do you know what I earn? He said, I earn dollars. Dollars. I mean, a person living in Ghana. He said, I earn dollars. I said, remember God. Then, I was there when I heard that he had had an accident and his car had somersaulted and he fell into a deep hole. But he came out alive. When I saw him, I said, brother, God has done it. He said, no. Airbags. You see, he said, I have the latest airbags and other things it delivered me. Yes. I'm not telling you stories of people I don't know. I'm talking of people talking to me. He said, I had the latest airbag. And it's true. His car was a modern car with airbags everywhere. And the airbags were deployed right here in Ghana. And he was inside. Wow. He saved. Still, he wouldn't pay tithes. And then one day he went to the doctor. And the doctor said, you have this disease, you are going to die. His stomach went. Yeah. One day he came to me, before he died, he came to me with an envelope. He said, I want you to see that I'm paying tithes. Yes. I want you to see that I'm paying tithes. He came to pay tithes. I said, I want you in particular because I want you to see that I have changed. Because when the disease took him up, his stomach couldn't hold all his trousers. Yes. He came, he said, look, all my special trousers I cannot wear.
expensive one. He mentioned the shop where he bought it. I've come to pay tithes so that you see that I have changed. Yes. You know, there are many things. Only God does it for us. But we say, airbags, my school, my education is working for me. My strength is working for me. Yeah. There is nothing any human being can do about many things. One day a man came to see me. He said, when I go to the toilet, I feel that something is left in it. I feel that something is left. It hasn't come out. So when he went to the doctor and they look inside, there it was, cancer. Yes. That was what he said. He was a top whatever. Yes. A young man. That was his end. He lay and faded out. That was it. There are many things. If God doesn't give you power, you won't be here. You won't be listening to me. You won't have even the chance to mock. Your mockery is because you have forgotten, or even it's not even, maybe you don't think deeply. Until now you are saying the things you are saying. Maybe you don't think deeply. Number three, every time you tithe, you worship God. Worship is very important. Now, your tithing is very connected to worship. Amen. Look at Exodus. Chapter 12, verse 27. Let's see, 26 and 27. It says, that you shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshipped. So you see, sacrifice and worship is together. Exodus chapter 32 and verse 8. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. And they have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto. Worship and sacrifice. When you pay tithes, you make a sacrifice of at least 10% or more to God. It is also your worship. Wow. It's also your worship is your sacrifice. You sacrifice what you worship. You sacrifice to what you worship. You sacrifice to what you worship. What you worship, you sacrifice to it. So when they made the calf, they worship and they sacrifice to it. So when you bring your tithes and your offerings to God, you are worshiping God. You are sacrificing to the one you are worshiping. It's part of your worship to sacrifice. People don't realize that money is part of your worship. And that's why sometimes we hold our offering and we pray with it. Because it's part of our worship. When they made the calf, they worshiped it and sacrificed thereunto. Exodus 32 verse 8. Are you there?
Yes.
1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 3. And this man went up out of his city yearly. This is talking about, what's his name? Hannah's husband. What is his name? Elkanah. Yes. He went up yearly to do what? To worship and to sacrifice.
Worshipping is sacrificing. You sacrifice to what you are worshipping. That is how you worship. So say, how do we worship? It's two slow songs. You know, we have like praises is three fast songs and worship is two slow songs. Where do you read it in the Bible? They sang three slow songs and worship the Lord therewith. Praise and worship. Three slow songs, three fast songs. So three slow songs is our worship and the three fast songs are our praises. Worship team and praise team. You worship God with your sacrifice. Amen. Amen. Now, 2 Kings chapter 10. Now, verse 19. Now therefore call unto me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants, all his priests. Let none be wanting. For I have what? A great sacrifice to do to Baal. This is what's his name? Jehu, the one who killed Jezebel. Jehu, yeah. Whosoever shall be wanting, he shall not live. But Jehu did it subtly to the intent that he might destroy the worshippers of Baal. So the worshippers were to bring the sacrifice. And he wanted the worshippers to come with the sacrifice. And he had a great sacrifice. We are all worshipping and we are all sacrificing. If you don't sacrifice, it's not worship. I'm correcting your way of thinking about worship. Yes. 2 Kings chapter 17. Verse 36. But the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and an outstretched arm, him shall you fear, and him shall ye worship, and to him shall ye do sacrifice. You worship and sacrifice to God. So the sacrifice you make of your money is your worship to God. So you cannot, there's no sacrifice to God. There's nobody who ever served God without sacrificing bulls, cows, goats, this. Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offerings to his credit. To his credit. 1,000. So when you see Christians lying, and I want to say, a lot of pastors are liars. Even bishops. And people who claim to be in the church, you don't pay tithes. You don't pay tithes. Pastors. I mean, it's like pastors telling me that. Like, every time I watch somebody telling me a lie, I just look at the person in amazement. Because sometimes I know people are lying and I just allow them to lie. Because it's a way of just seeing who they really are. Just lying through their teeth. Wretched liar. And we wretchedly lie when it comes to tithe and it comes to money. And you want to prosper. You know, when you look at our behavior, you can understand why we are not making it in a certain way. Because we are wretched liars and pretenders, hypocrites. How can I be preaching this if I myself don't pay tithes? If I myself am stealing money from the church? If I take money that does not belong to me? How can I preach what I'm preaching? How can it lead to anything good? How does it help us? There is no fear of God. Without the fear of God, you will not pay tithes. The tithing level will be at least 70% more than it is if people feared, had any fear of God. That they really fear that it is God who brought me out. It's God who gave me this. It's God who has brought me to this place. If people feared God, they would pay their tithes. But they don't fear God. And that is why people lie and cheat. You know, maybe when we go back to the Shakespeare time, you can understand it. In Shakespeare's time, an actor was called a hypocrite. So they will say, oh, the hypocrisy hasn't started. That is, the play hasn't started. The hypocrisy will start at 3. Yes. Yes, and today we have only 6 hypocrites are in town. 2 of the hypocrites are in a taxi coming. Yes, our top hypocrite is Denzel Washington, or that's what they will say. The top hypocrite is there, or what's Sylvester Stallone? He's one of the main hypocrites. Deception has gone into acting. We act out our lies. You are watching, you don't pay tithes. Tithes? You pay tithes? You don't pay no tithes. You don't pay no tithes. You don't fear God. You don't know. You don't even believe. You don't pay no tithes. No small amount that you have. You are sitting there, you call yourself a pastor. You tell lies all the time. How will you not cheat? You tell lies. Things are not true. You say things that are not true. You say things are not true. How about money that nobody has? The money that you earn legally, that you are supposed to take some out. When you don't take out, it's only the fear of God that will control you to take the actual amount out. Only the fear of God. And you don't fear God. Because the lies you tell, the hypocrisy, the different things, it proves that you don't fear God at all. I've seen it all around. People don't fear. Say, honor your father. People don't fear it. Honor your father. People don't fear it. If they feared, you wouldn't even see certain people who have even gotten to a certain rank doing certain things. Because it's as if they've not learned anything at all. At all. So I'm just saying, we should be careful. We claim to be worshippers of God, but we are not worshippers of God. Definitely not with our money. And there is no sacrifice that you genuinely make. It's not a sacrifice that you genuinely make. I've been a Christian for so many years, working in the church, serving the Lord and working in the church. I've seen people giving, different types of giving. If you want to ask me what characteristic I've noticed hypocrisy most goes with giving. Hypocrisy goes mostly with giving. Yes. Hypocrisy, like pretense and acting. And people do not worship God with their money and do not make genuine sacrifices. Yes. That's why you see the hypocrisy comes into money, it comes into sex, it comes into marriage. That's why many of the Christian marriages are just a fake presentation on the outside. It's just to look good. But behind it is a dead man's bones. Bible says men walk on them, but they are not aware. They are not what? Aware. That under is dead men with skulls looking up like that. Oh. And bones. Oh. You are looking at my face. Keep looking. Acts chapter 7. Saying unto Aaron, verse 40. Make us gods to go before us. Make us what? Gods. You think you are better than them? That's what they said. Make us gods with something else. We don't fear the Almighty God who brought us to the river. It doesn't even make sense, but it's happening. As for this Moses, now you are now calling him this Moses. Look at the name that you call me. Look at the names that you give to me when you are in private. Nobody can call Archbishop Nick in my presence. Archbishop Nick. I heard someone say, don't say that. No, don't say that. You are not real. You are not real. You are not real. As for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. Now you have to think, the man who brought you out of Egypt, do you not think he can take you somewhere further? Huh? Does it not occur to you that it's not yet over? While the person is not dead, that there is still more coming. There's more ahead. Coming out of Egypt was just part one. There was more ahead. And they made a calf in those days and sacrificed unto the idol and worship in the works and rejoice in the works of their own hands. You see, this is it. What you've done, what you've achieved, you worship it with it. You see, we are going to get to a place where in the ministry. And I don't care. I'm saying it. People are going to have money to pay for things in a big way. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. People are going to dissolve houses and say, take it. Yes. And support the work of God genuinely. You think people don't dissolve houses and give? People do it all the time. Fit for the politics. People sell their houses to use for politics. The amount of money people are using, it's not that somebody told me, it's what I know practically. The huge amount that people are using NDC, NPP politics in Ghana, even to become presidential candidates, look at how much they have to pay. And they all know that they are acting a game, but they are doing it for a reason. They know what they know what they are getting from it. The same Ghana, minimum of $20,000 to become a presidential candidate, plus all the other things, the few posters that they will make. They know they will not win, but it's just paper mache. They just play it. Verse 42. Huh? Are you with me?
Yes.
And they made a calf in those days and offered sacrifice unto the idol and rejoiced in the work of their own hands. And therefore, God gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. O ye house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Huh? God is saying that, is it me you worshipped? Is it me you are giving sacrifice to? You worship the hosts of heaven. The sacrifice you were doing, was it to me? He said in verse 43, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Rephan, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Moloch was the one they were worshiping. So the one you sacrificed to, are you listening to me? The one you sacrificed, you can see in verse 42, the word worship the host of heaven and the sacrifices you made is the one you worship. So when I give my life to God, I'm worshiping God with my life. My life is a worship to God. Are you there or you are leaving? I don't even mind if you leave. Number four, every time you tithe, you show respect for holy things. It's holy and special. Leviticus 27 verse 32, it says, and the tenth, concerning the tithe of the head of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. The what? The tenth shall be holy. It's a special money. It's a special money you don't eat. If you earn $10,000, $1,000 is for the Lord. We don't eat it. We don't calculate with it. We don't add it to any project. We don't use it for any calculation. It is the Lord's. We don't plan with it. When they tell you your salary is 10,000, it means your salary is 9,000. That's what it means. You cannot, and I'm teaching you this so that you believe in God. You believe in God to prosper and see financial ascendancy. All these big words in about robbing God, curse, whatever, devourer, these big words, it's all connected to tithing. It's all connected to tithing. Approve me. So it is holy money. It's what? Holy money. Holy money. Holy money. It is the Lord's money. The tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. Special. Out of whatever the Lord blesses you with. If you remember and you fear God, it will be special to you. Then that's why your mouth cannot tell lies. Your body cannot act. You cannot be treacherous. You can all these things which only God sees. You see that your life starts to line up. Go and read Isaiah 59. It's about sins. Isaiah 59,
Read it. You see what it says. Where it says, my hand is not shortened. He listens from beginning to end of Isaiah. I've never seen any chapter like that. When you read Isaiah a lot, you start to know the difference between the chapters. And 59 is about bad things. And a lot has to do with deceptions. Number 5. When you pay tithes, you obey God. Every time you obey God. Deuteronomy 26, verse 14. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God, and have done all that thou hast commanded me. Deuteronomy 26 about tithing. Yes. I have done all that you have commanded me. Obedience. Now let me just say something to you. You know, when it comes to curses and disobedience, just always remember Deuteronomy 28. I'm sure you remember. That's what we read at weddings. You know, we always read to Deuteronomy 20. These blessings will come upon you. Do you see? Mm-hmm. But then in verse 14, he says, thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee. And it shall come to pass that if thou wilt not hearken to the voice of the Lord to do all these commandments which I command thee, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Disobedience is the open door for curses. If you want to know what brought about a curse, is disobedience. If you want to know what has brought a curse, is disobedience. From verse 15 up to like 65 is curses. Disobedience is the master key to curses. And curses are wonderful experiences. Wonder-filled experiences. If I have a revival tonight, I would just talk about the wonders of a curse. Yeah, because I feel like talking. Yeah. The wonders of a curse. Yes. I would like to talk about the wonders of a curse. Yeah. Disobedience brings in all these negative things. Listen, you people, I've realized that we don't fear God. Fearing God has to do 90% where nobody sees you and 10% where people see you. Remember, we have a song. What is it called? God is going to judge you. What kind of woman are you going to be? God is going to judge you. God will judge you for the kind of woman that you are, not the dressing that you come and pose in the church. Christian wife posing as angels. When you are far from an angel, far, as far as the east is from the west. That's quite far. Yes. Are you listening?
Yes.
Yes. You cannot continue to put. We have to be concerned about the 90% of our life that are hidden from view. That is where the fear of the Lord and all these things come in. It is where it's hidden from view. That is where your righteousness begins. That is where the breastplate of righteousness is put on. That is where the shield of faith and all the things in the world. Tithing is a private thing. Nobody even knows your account. It's a calculation. Who is there to observe and say, oh, yeah, you paid your tithe? There's nobody. You had an increase for your salary years ago. You are paying 10% of years ago when you were, at a certain level. That is the 10% you pay. And you are just cool with it. It's not 10% anymore. But it's not a problem for you. You paid tithes when you were earning cedis, when you were earning naira. Now you have euros, you have dollars, you have whatever. Now that you have huge amount, tithe is not possible. It's too much for the church. To put those tracks on the ship, almost 20,000 euros for one track. One track to get on that ship. Because it costs about 2,000 for a car. How much more this? And where it's going? Money looks too big when it comes to the church. Money looks too big in your eyes. It's too big for a church. It's unto you. And God will also look at you and say, this is too big for this one. I will take it back. It's too big for him, too big for her. She cannot hold it. He cannot hold it. It's too big, too heavy. But you see, in these last days, God is going to raise up people who are going to be experience financial ascendancy. And I'm telling you because I don't want money to destroy you. I'm teaching you to give freely. You'll be giving huge amounts. You'll be giving huge amounts. Yes. You even wonder at yourself that, hey, is it me? Is it me that is doing this? And you'll be freer with giving. When it comes to giving, you see that the amounts, it's a certain amounts giving. One time I look at a beggar. I said, man, I don't want to give beggars small amounts. Oh, yes. Sometimes I give a beggar and I say, go. Don't come again, eh? For 2 weeks, I give him, go. Because they always come to me. They always come to me. They target me. As soon as they see me, they are on my car. Yes. It's not only church members who call me daddy. Even beggars call me daddy. Don't let yourself stay down in the dungeons of a certain class of thinking where you used to be down. When God is trying to change things. They are trying to make you into what? A lady or a gentleman. Oula. They are trying to make you into something. Into an oula. Tell your neighbor, they are making you into an oula. Which means a gentleman. An oula. 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 Finances. Start by correcting things internally. Stop playing games with God. Stop fooling God. Why give God something that makes thoughts come to God? You think I'm a fool, eh? Well, the pastor there, he's a fool. But God is not a fool. The church is a fool, if you like. Doesn't know anything. But God is not a fool. You know wealth. You know wealth. I want to tell you a story, but I don't think I should tell you. And the last point today, every time you tithe, you demonstrate faith in God. Faith in what?
God.
Prove me now. Now, why is your faith important? Look at Hebrews 11. And I want you to see, as we come to the end of this important session. Now, in Hebrews 11, verse 32, it says, what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to talk about Gideon. These are the heroes. And of Barak. Gideon had 80 children. And of Barak, these are our heroes. And Samson. And of Jephthah. Okay? And of David. Also. And of this, and of Samuel. You know, this tithing thing must move into the realm of faith. Amen. From the realm of principles, ideas, and facts. Okay. It must become something you believe. Yeah. He said, what shall I more say? What shall I more say? Talking about all these people. Verse 33. Beautiful. Who through faith Subdued kingdoms. Now, subduing kingdoms, you may say, maybe, you know, he used political science, communism, and so on to, fascism. And these other principles to win people, to subdue a kingdom. But the Bible says, through faith, they subdued kingdoms. You are subduing kingdoms. You are subduing kingdoms. You are seeing great harvest financially, financial ascendancy through faith. They wrought righteousness, obtained promises. Promises. Again, you may say, maybe you use the law to get your promises. Somebody who promises, you promise this. But now we are coming to things you can't use principles. They stop the mouth of lions. Now, you see, if there's no principle that can stop a mouth of a lion, which principle will you use? If so, the principles of faith. When you meet the lion, you explain the principle. Look, lion, let me tell you. Step number one. Principle number two. As you are in the den, the lions on the left, lions on the right. Let's sit and talk. We have a song called Let's Sit and Talk. Which principle are you going to use? The lions are, whoa! Look, Encyclopedia Britannica. No, there is no encyclopedia you can use. It's the power released by faith. They stopped the mouth of the lion that night. And lions eat in the night. You know it. They eat in the night and they sleep all day. And Daniel was put in the lion's den in the night. In the morning, the king came and said, oh, king, Daniel, has the God whom you said been able to save you? Has he been able to save you? And Daniel said, the Lord, my God has saved me. I'm here. And they pulled him out. And then they brought the people who brought the accusation and they put it. The Bible says they have not even reached the bottom of the pit when the lions came and ate them and chewed all their bones. Which principles is controlling lions in a den? Please, I beg you. Let your faith in tithing and your move out of the level of principles and facts and things that are true in the Bible to something that you believe. Look at it. Daniel 6. The king commanded. And they brought those men which had accused Daniel and cast them into the den of the lions. Them with their children and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them. Kabarasataba. And break all their bones in pieces or ever they came at the bottom of the den. When they got to the bottom, as soon as they touched, they touched down. That was it. Wow. The children, the small ones, the wives, husbands, everybody was eating. Meanwhile, Daniel was alone the whole night. He was sitting there all the long. Which principles? You see, you have to move away from principles to faith. Which facts? Which facts? So I know these verses. I know this. It must become something that you believe. Bible says, through faith, they stop the mouth of lions. You stop the mouth of the devourers of your wealth, of your houses, of your property, of whatever God has given to you. I'm telling you, through faith, you rise to a level financially. You live in England. You live in America. You live in Switzerland. And there's a certain level of financial ascendancy. But lions are swallowing it all up. You cannot break out. Continue, verse 34. Quench the violence of fire. Which motivational speech, which idea, which theory is going to work to when they brought Daniel and his friends to the fire during Mountain of the Lord last year? We had a fire that made me fear fire. It's not a small thing. Which principles? You must get to the place where you believe that this 120 pounds is a holy 120 pounds. I believe with all my heart that it opens the windows of heaven, that it has this effect. You cannot steal from God. God doesn't even need them. He will never need you, and he will never need your money if you don't know I'm telling you. There is nothing that you can't you see the church works without your money. What do you contribute? What do you contribute? We don't ask you for 99% of the things that are going on. I don't mention them. And yet you continue to deceive God by presenting a small fraction of what really is your tithe. And a very small, limited sacrifices. You don't really worship God with your sacrifice. It's true. And yet the church continues to flourish. We don't ask you for anything. It's time to turn around financially and learn it from today, from now. The way you can lie with your mouth is the same way you can steal money. It's the same way you will not pay tithe. The way you can commit fornication and adultery and still be moving as a normal person. It's the same way that you can steal and do every bad thing. If you don't know, I'm telling you. All these evils is a river. It's the same river. Straighten your life and come clear and have faith that God is alive and you can quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword. Weakness was made strong, wax valiant in fight, turn to flight armies of aliens by what? Faith. By having beliefs. Believe in God. You will never run dry. Bishop Oedipo said he was giving an offering to somebody, and the person said, your hand will never run dry. Your hand will never run. And he said, He said, before it comes, it is there. It's waiting for you. And so it has been. It's supernatural. You are going to experience supernatural wealth and financial ascendancy. In the name of Jesus. Every standing. I hope you are not cooking. I hope you are not cooking. Number 7, every time you tithe, you appreciate full-time ministry. Number 8, every time you tithe, you demonstrate belief in eternity. And number 9, every time you tithe, you obtain a blessing and avoid a curse. And every time you tithe, number 10, you demonstrate your knowledge of the source of your blessings. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for the blessing that you give to us. Thank you for every financial ascendancy that takes place. I pray especially for the young ones, Lord. Some are going to work in king's palaces. Some are going to be kings. Some are going to have gifts given to them, wealth. Some are going to be inheritors. Some are going to come into supernatural, unexplained graces. Marataso mandali mama. Father, let all forms of deception, all forms of wickedness be removed from our lives, that we may live under you and serve you well. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, save us, O Lord, from crookedness. Makara mashandola masabarandale mamandala baba. Deliver us, O God, from being silent thieves. Makaro masandola mashandala bakabarandale babandala baba. We give you praise. We give you thanks, Lord, that you change our circumstances with your mighty power. We give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, I release. Oh yes, I'll do it then, Lord. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. As every head is bound and every eye closed, if you are here today, you want to give your life to God, say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus,
Please forgive me for my sins. I want to give my life to you. Please have mercy on me. Make me a new person. I love you, Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me, for saving me, and for touching my life. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you gave your life to Jesus, you see on the screen, text us, send us a WhatsApp. We will write back to you. We'll call you. We'll speak with you. I hope we are doing that. If you are lonely, please put a sign on the thing. If you are lonely, you need a friend, also text WhatsApp. If you are lonely and you need a friend, because one of the evils in the world, the first evil in the world was loneliness. It's the first evil. That's why God made Eve. Eve was made to solve the first evil. The first funny thing in the world was loneliness. The first bad thing. You'll never be lonely anymore. In Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, thanks for your blessing. Thanks for your blessing. Lift your holy hands to Jesus right now. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now we want to receive our Holy Communion. I want to speak a blessing concerning finances in the communion. So take your Holy Communion right now. And we're going to do that.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you.
Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this what? In remember. Again, remember. There's nothing like a church without the cross. There's nothing like a church without Jesus coming. There's nothing like a church without Jesus dying and giving his life. There's nothing like a church where we are having communion without the power of God. What Jesus did for us. So this is to remind us of what God has done for us through his son Jesus. Father, we come before your throne and we thank you. We remember your goodness to us, Lord. We ask you, as we receive your body, let your power and the remembrance come into our lives. Especially heal us of every plague as we receive. We pray especially. Your word says that by his stripes we are healed. It's in the Old Testament, but we believe it. Lord, for corona that is sweeping across many nations, we pray for mercy, for healing and protection. The body of Jesus Christ in England, in America, in Switzerland, in Germany, South Africa, Kenya, Madagascar, everywhere, in Ghana, we receive the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ. And now, the blood of Jesus. Whatever represents your mistake, may the blood of Jesus wash, and may you receive healing, forgiveness, and blessing through the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for financial ascendancy. Let it be released. Let all forms of corruption, wickedness be taken out of our midst forever. In Jesus' name. May you rise financially. May you be blessed financially. May you be among those that receive of the wealth to use for the kingdom of God. You'll never be in need. You'll never beg. You'll never not have what you need. And every meeting and decision and plan that is not in your favor is overturned today. Bless financially. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing a third time. Be a builder of houses. Be a giver of houses. Be a blessing and a giver of blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.